This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
What do you think of when somebody mentions an Indian restaurant? Is it a tiny, slightly dingy place with a Bollywood movie playing and strings of Christmas lights in the window all year? Meanwhile, French restaurants evoke images of attentive waiters in tuxedos pouring wine, making sure not to spill on the perfect white tablecloths. Why do we have such strong associations with these cuisines? Why can't we imagine eating, say, Chinese food in a high-end restaurant? On episode 12 of the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour, half hour, Joshua speaks with NYU Food Studies professor Krishnendu Ray about what constitutes ethnic cuisine and why certain foods are exalted while others are dismissed.
My studies show that, in fact, there's kind of almost an inverse relationship between popularity and prestige. And popularity of a cuisine is often related to the number of immigrants coming in. Large number of immigrants, poor immigrants, often in neighborhoods, you will have these cheap and interesting eateries that, since the end of the 19th century, intellectuals, artists would kind of go slumming there, within quotation marks. On the other side is the cuisine of basically the elites that enters, the Japanese cuisine being the other example, a good example of it, comes from the midtown and its prestige goes up.
Both Joshua and Krishnendu recently ate at the same high-end Indian restaurant and were struck by how it felt like two restaurants at once. Awad served world-class food but had low-class service. Here, Krishnendu breaks down why that might be.
I think there's a contamination effect. It's right. About, in some ways, where taste is about hierarchy. There's almost very difficult to think about taste outside of hierarchy. And we cannot usually associate greatness with poor people's culture. Wrong, but we can't usually associate with poor people's culture. And most immigrants have been poor, and they have been condemned to that corner of ethnic cuisine. Though there have been some movement, the Japanese cuisine is a terrific example of some movement, but the movement has come from two different directions.
Right.
As long as the Japanese were poor immigrants, nobody respected their cuisine. When the Japanese became rich midtown visitors and managers, we started respecting their cuisine.
If a cuisine comes into a society with prestige, then it will be viewed positively. But that can happen in other ways too.
Greek is going through a series of upgrading.
Right.
Precisely when Greek immigration has effectively stopped. So my idea is that
so
proximity.
If the Indians stop coming to
exactly.
America, we'll have much higher end Indian restaurants.
I would bet in that case in Chinese in 20 years.
Yeah.
If the Chinese economy keeps growing at the rate at which it is growing, there will be a fall off of Chinese immigration. And then finally we may be able to upscale because it'll be foreign food and then we can respect foreign things. We cannot respect the intimate, proximate other. Who's the ethnic other?
Every week on the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour, half hour, Joshua speaks with exciting people in and around the restaurant industry about his love-hate relationship with the food business. Tune in every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for a haphazard hootenanny about eating out. Think of it as This American Life, but without the budget and where every episode is about food. To hear more about Krishnendu Ray, the food of immigrants, and what constitutes prestige, tune in to episode 12 of the Joshua David Stein. To hear more about Krishnendu Ray, the food of immigrants, and what constitutes prestige, tune in to episode 12 of the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.